Hi, I'm Ben Galise. Welcome to Vibes Workshop. In this lesson, we're working on shell voicings, and this is part one. And if you take a look at the PDF, you can see some of the voicings that I have on the sheet. This is something that you hear piano players and guitar players do a lot. Piano players do this a lot when they play solo piano. And they would do stuff like this in their left hand to cover their roots. And I think it's important for vibes players to practice this too, because even though we don't, you know, we have four voices and we don't have to worry about roots and things like that all the time, I think there are a couple situations we encounter where knowing these positions with shell voicings could help us think of a good voicing for something, and I'll explain that a little bit later. But anyway, if you take a look at the PDF, this is the basic idea. We can practice this in two different positions. The first one is, you know, if we're doing a 2-5-1, then we have root, third, seventh, okay? And the idea is to keep the third and the seventh the same as we transition, or similar as we transition. So you can see from the F minor to B flat, and the E flat just shifts to the D, all right? And we always have the root at the bottom of the chord. That's the idea with these voicings. So we open up on the B flat 7 a little bit. It goes down, okay? And then we're back to a more closed position with the resolution. Okay, and then the way you could practice this is just, you know, you can go in whole steps going down. That's what I like to do. Although you could really practice it many different ways. You don't have to just do that, but that's just one way you could do this. So that's the first position. In the second position, you can see that we just flip the third up. Okay, so now we have the minor chord as the more open position. F, E flat, A flat, and then the dominant becomes closed, and then the major's open. So it's just the second position's just kind of flipped around a little bit. But yeah, anyway, let's just go through these so you can hear what they sound like. Especially when you get in the low register, some of this stuff sounds good on vibes. So here's the first one. And so on. And you would just keep going down in whole steps with this, and then you would make sure that you do the other six keys also. Yet, so all right, that's the first position, and then the second position, it's a little more open on the minor. Now, a lot of times when we have open voicings on the vibes, we put the fifth in there. So, you know, for example, if you look at position two on that F minor seven, F, E flat, A flat, you may be thinking, well, why don't you just put the C in there? We have four voices. And that's what we would normally do. That's a pretty common drop two voicing. For like an F minor 7. So here it is without the 5th. There it is with the 5th, okay? So the 5th fills out the voicing a little bit, but there are occasions where you really might not want the 5th in the voicing. Now, this is a matter of opinion to me, but sometimes I feel like the 5th nullifies the voicing, especially on like a dominant chord. Okay, so here's a situation where a shell voicing may work out really well. Let's say you have a dominant chord, like an F7 dominant, and you're trying to voice a melody or something, and your melody note's the third, okay? That often becomes hard to voice, because it's very difficult to voice a dominant with a third. It's a weak note for harmony, okay? So maybe the A is the A right above middle C or something like that. Okay, so there's not that many options for it. Now, if it was like a flat nine dominant or something, we could do a diminished type voicing, like F sharp C, E flat A, or F sharp C, F A. Those are good voicings. Okay, but let's say it's not a flat nine dominant, like it's a really plain dominant. Well, then we don't have that many options. Sometimes what I do is I might try something like a crunchy voicing, like maybe something D, E flat, G, A, which is pretty neat, but sometimes that's a little too strong of a sound. You know, maybe that needs to be something a little bit more plain than that. So now you're thinking naturally, okay, well, my drop two position would be F, C, E flat, A. All right, to me, that's pretty weak. But if I take the C out of the voicing, now, even though it's three notes, to my ear, it sounds somehow fuller. I can't even explain it, but somehow the fifth seems to nullify the voicing a little bit. Okay? And I also think that way sometimes with sharp nine chords. Like if I have an F7 sharp nine, let's say, I have the sharp nine in the top of the voice. You know, sometimes we might think A, C, E flat, A flat. But I would take the C out of the voicing. I think just the three notes, the C kind of disrupts the tension in that chord a little bit. Here's with the C in it, and then here's without. So to my ears, the tension's a little bit stronger without it. And if I really wanted to add another note to that, I would put the F in the bottom, which makes it a little more dense and strong. So it's just a matter of taste. But anyway, the whole idea with all of that is just, figuring out how you could actually use some of these shell voicings in real situations. Another situation I might prefer a shell voicing is one of the more closed ones. Like, let's say I have an F7 again, and maybe I have the E flat in the bottom register, like the one that's right above middle C. Well, that doesn't give me a lot of options for voicings either. But instead of just doing F, A, C, E flat, which would be 1, 3, 5, 7 and a very weak voicing, if I just take the C out, now you just have F, A, E flat, then that works pretty good. See, with the C, now it nullifies the tension between the third and the seventh. I don't want to nullify this. That's what the C does. All right, but by taking it out, now the tension's a little bit better to my ear. Or I could just do the third and the seventh. And that's always an option sometimes too. So again, just grabbing a two-note cluster. But if you're gonna grab three notes, you could have the root third and seventh, and without the fifth. I think it makes the third and the seventh a little bit stronger. So anyway, work on shell voicings and, see if you find a few positions on here that may work in some real life situations.